views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Jen, and you know, it's that time. Every month, we do angel guidance for the upcoming month. So we've got September of 2016 right around the corner. So that's what we're doing today. We're focusing on angel guidance for the energies and where we are in this current year of transformation for September. And it is ramping up. It's been interesting for the last couple of weeks. And I know you guys are all feeling it because who isn't, right? But, you know, here's the thing. Every month we've been getting opportunity to address something that we need to heal, release, accept, receive, you know, you name it. It's some of it is receiving, some of it is releasing, and sometimes it's simultaneously. And I'm going through my changes and transformation as well. We all are. I don't have all the answers, no more than anybody else on this planet does. But we do everything we can with the lessons that we've personally learned to help you along. So I say that humbly because this is a transformative time in humanity, actually the whole planet, animals too. And we all are working and focusing on what we can do better. Now, how can we be the solution for positive change? That's part of the focus. And when I did meditation and asked for guidance on what I was to deliver to you today, two angels, Jophiel and Ariel, came through. Archangels Jophiel and Ariel came through. So I'll be sharing that today. You are always welcome to call in if you want to share an experience, or if you would like an intuitive reading or a little guidance from the angels, feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. For those that listen at other parts of the world, we also receive the questions via email, so you can send that. And that's radio@jenroyster.com. It's really easy. You can go over to my website, jenroyster.com, and learn a little bit more about how we do that and some links and how to connect with us there. The show listings are there. The live web video streaming is there. So if you want to check out or watch the live stream, you can go to the website and check that out as well. And we have some free classes over there, and they're right on the homepage. So I've been trying to put a brand new website together. There's a lot of work still to be done, and we're just going to keep putting it out there. I'm very passionately driven to help you and support you the best that I absolutely can during this big transformative time. Now, I know everybody's going through their own personal stuff. Okay. That's just the way life is. But how are we responding to it? How could we do it better? How could we, when something pops up again that we feel we're not handling very well, how can we do that? And I want to share a little bit of a crazy one. I wasn't quite sure whether to share this or not, but I'm going to, because it's example and to show you that I'm human too. And we all experience things. Okay. Well, you know, this morning I always do this. The whole Thursday morning, from the time I get up around 5 a.m., 5:30, 6, You know, it's anywhere between that. You know, I do my meditation time. I do that every day. But on Thursdays for live shows, I really want to get connected for that topic for you. Every day I'm doing what I need to be doing, focusing inward here and what I can put out there. But on this particular day, I'm always making sure that I'm very connected and I can hear clearly what I need to share with you on the live stream, because it is live. It's not pre-scripted. How can you pre-script stuff like that, right? And this is brand new information coming in all the time. Some of it we've heard before, but we need to take it up a notch, or we need to improve in that area. Some of it is something I've never heard before, and interesting connections and the way Spirit is speaking to me. I share how it works for me. And if that is a connection or helps you find the way that it works for you, that's what this is all about. It's not about being an exact duplicate of anybody, because we are all so unique and we will hear and receive things in different ways. But it can be a guide, like, oh, wait, you know, I never thought about that. Maybe I should try that. You try things on, you try it to see if it works for you. And if it doesn't, keep looking for what works for you. Well, this morning I had asked for releasement of things that, you know, might be bothering me, or I feel like I can't let go of, or something like that. In general, I was like, you know, just let me know what that is and help me release that. And I like to do that pretty regular to make sure I'm not holding something. And had the weirdest experience, no kidding. I mean, they spoke to me, all right. I was directly speaking with Archangel Michael and are asking for his guidance and divine guidance. And I asked God, just like, could you please send Michael, you know, like, help me. And just, what do I need to release? What do I need to let go of? What's there? It felt like something was there, but I didn't know what. Because I feel pretty good, but then, you know, there's those things, those underlying things that you could always look for to improve. Well, after that, Emmy and I, we went for our walk. You know, we always do that. And come back, everything's just going right along. And then one of my very favorite, it's a sculpture. It's a very interesting sculpture. It's not a brand new one. It's like a replica that I got, but I really love it. It's very heavy. I mean, you pick it up, it's very heavy. And I love what this artist did, because it was, it's like the muscles are all twisted. And it represents to me how we twist and knot ourselves up and lock ourselves down. And it's kind of a reminder. Well, I don't know how this happened, but I'm trying to just put down Emmy's morning food, and I go on this crazy tailspin of tripping over I don't even know what, and I land pretty hard. I'm going to be hurting tomorrow. Yeah. But here's the thing. I'm still here, because this big heavy thing came crashing down and barely missed my head. Yeah. So I'm still here, I think. I hope you can see me. And it hit me pretty hard in the back shoulder, but everything that it injured or hit was all on my right side, which is my male energy. And I realized that's my male energy. That's that thing, you know, that, you know, what are you trying to be controlling or dominate? And I realized what it was. And it was a huge message. Because, and then on the statue I'm picking, it's a heavy statue too. I'm just glad it hit me where it did. But I'm looking at this thing and there's this chip that broke off. That's how hard it hit. I know. I must have solid rock back there. It was a chip off the shoulder. Now, I thought, chip on the shoulder. Interesting metaphor. So what did I got a chip on my shoulder about? And I realized the masculine within me. We all have male, female energy, okay? We have that dominant, that energy side of us that puts things out. And then we also have the feminine creative side that receives and brings things in. Well, it's time for some of my male energy. And this comes from history. This comes from all the way back as a child, where you just felt like you couldn't release your true creative self. And I couldn't believe it. And I knew immediately what it was. It's like, that inner male energy needs to release more of the creative. And I'm a creative person, but it was like, you're still holding back just a little bit. And then it was like, oh my gosh, now is this something I'm supposed to share today? And they said, absolutely, because a lot of people are feeling that right now. So I want you to know that was a little bit of a physical discomfort for that awareness and that answer that I got. And it wasn't like he was trying to hurt me, but it was trying to get my attention. It didn't hurt me, but it got my attention. If it was seriously hurting me, I don't think I'd be standing here talking to you right now. It really rang through and it was huge. And I just want you to hear it because, it, you know, sometimes these things that we think are happening to us and against us are not. That wasn't happening against me. That was answering the question that I asked. And it's not always quite that. Usually it's not. That was obviously something that I just was not paying attention to. It was something I wasn't hearing. And then I realized I have to do something different with this. I have to really pursue that and look deeper into that. So don't think I'm not going to. I absolutely am. That thing came too close to hitting me in the head. And that I don't think that would have been so good. So I just want to share that because that's my story that happened this morning for this show. And we are talking about big energy and big changes. And it felt like big energy today. So we are doing angel guidance for September of 2016, and we're ramping up energy here. It's amazing. I'm going to share a lot of things about that. If you want to call in 1-800-930-2819, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to power on and bust right through this energy and make it work for a positive solution. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet, welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Song of the Heart, Walking the Path of Light. From author and healer Francine Vale is available now. Through Francine's life story, we learn how imperative it is to love one another. Once this simple truth is learned, peace on earth will prevail. Song of the Heart is a life lived and a story told for this purpose. To learn more about Francine and her amazing gifts, or to order your copy of the book today, visit angelsandlightbeings.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
What is a brilliant culture? And how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you design a culture that is authentic, innovative, and successful. Learn how to create change with Cultural Brilliance Radio, the DNA of organizational excellence, and Claudette Rowley. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit ClaudetteRowley.com.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We're back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. You might be watching our live video stream. You can check out those details at my website, jenroyster.com, JennRoyster.com. Now, we're focusing on the energy for September of 2016, how we can make the most of it and what it's all about, and the angel guidance for this energy and how it can help us. And I was just sharing that story of what I experienced this morning, and it was big on allowing completely unleash without any restraint whatever creativity you have within you. And yeah, and you know, obviously, I had something that I needed to be aware of, and it's a strong energy, and it really wanted to get my attention. And, you know, that's a story I wasn't sure about sharing because, you know, some people are like, oh, no, they hurt you. No, they didn't hurt me. They got my attention. So it's really a perspective, okay? If they wanted to hurt me, they would hurt me, but angels don't do that. They get your attention. And obviously, I wasn't catching this part. You know, I'm being as creative as I can, as I thought, and then I realized there's more. Now, the reason that was so incredible was because a week ago is when we create the show topics, okay? We do that a week ahead. So a week ahead, I'm like, okay, what are we going to talk about next week? I'm not really feeling or connecting to that, but I put it out there. I channel whatever that's going to be, and I write out that show topic script. And it was about the energy that if you look in the planetary alignments, and you can look that up in astrology and how that's lining up, and I didn't realize that, but the energy is going to push us to break away from self-limiting beliefs in September. Self-limiting beliefs. Okay, hear that? Self-limiting. See, this was all about something that probably not on the conscious awareness that I was limiting. So don't think I'm not going to be digging in to pull some more shackles off. And I'm sharing that because everybody's going through a creative time. And if you feel like you're holding yourself back creatively, look at that inner part of you that doesn't believe in your own creativity. Look at that part of you that it isn't taking it seriously. It's not about somebody else not taking you seriously. And this month will also give you that, you know, in a nutshell, you just won't be so worried about what somebody else thinks. It's going to make it a lot easier for you to bust through self-limiting beliefs. I love that part. Now, let's see. I got so much I wrote down about this morning because it was unbelievable. I had to apply that this morning with my experience. But you're going to want some patience and some flexibility with the energies ramping up. You know, we have September 1st is a solar eclipse in Virgo. So that will be an influence there. And then there's the final lunar eclipse on September 16th in Pisces. So all of this is playing. And it's been doing it through August. This is a huge opportunity for you to really dive into something you really, really don't take seriously yourself. Like, you really want to do it. You would love that to be a part of your life, but you don't give it the front page and center, you know, kind of importance or priority. You don't give it to yourself. Maybe somebody way back, and this happens, but you've given that power to somebody else if you believe what they think. Say maybe way back in the day you brought it up and it kind of got shot down like, oh, that's never going to work. You'd never do anything with that. You got to look at that. You got to look at, was that somebody else's belief that you took on and now that's what you think and you don't realize that that's not really you? this energy is going to push you through some barriers. Yeah, no kidding. It's yeah, you don't need to get a statue to smack you in the back like mine did. But, you know, it's huge. And now one of the things that came through was Archangel Jophiel. And what did Jophiel want to give to us? Let me go over that. Let me see my notes here. Jophiel, it's about your dreams that you want to keep nurturing. It's also watching out for that ego side that wants to squash your dreams. Jophiel's bringing attention to that. And know that the divine timing is going to be absolutely perfect. You don't have to try to force or control the timing of anything. That is something that we just sort of, you know, we inadvertently do, and we don't realize we're doing that. And we go, oh, you know, I didn't think I was doing that, but I guess I was, right? And so Jophiel wants to bring in, you have a lot of feelings, okay? They're going to stem from anxieties that you're not good enough, that it won't work. It's kind of, you're causing the shackle that holds you back, so to speak, or, you know, whoa, that's kind of big. I don't feel like I have enough knowledge yet. You know, if we waited until we had everything figured out, I don't think anybody in this world would get anything done. Do you? We wouldn't get anything done. You have to not be afraid of the mistakes. We learn a lot when you start to apply hands-on. You know, you got to just do it. I mean, gosh, we've had plenty of, you know, bloopers and mistakes with the radio, or even when I brought on the video streaming. And yes, I'm nervous. This is live. You can't take it back. But I want to show you how real it can be. And don't be afraid. I'm applying this to my life, too. And you don't have to be a light worker, and you don't have to be, you know, in this field. You could be an engineer. You could be a doctor in the medicine, Western medicine. And I know a lot of them that are, and they're in this field that they have maybe a conflict with their beliefs, you know, or they're finding a way to bring light into it. There's another perspective to that. It's not like blaming everything on everything. And it's opening us up to see new perspectives and expect to see some new perspectives coming through. Expect to see messages coming through stronger than they ever did before. The last 3 weeks for me have been off the chart between birds bringing it information to me, bees, you know, we had someone pass away here recently in this area that the neighbors knew. And anyway, long story short, I don't want to go into that, but the messages kept coming through. I kept seeing the feathers. I saw huge feathers. Now, here's a really cool one that I absolutely loved this morning. And here's another example of how angels will communicate. I mean, they do drop the feathers. Not everybody sees the feathers. I do a lot. I see them when I ask for a prayer for someone. They'll usually show me something. And the color of the feather is very important. And it's more of deciphering the language or the communication of the message, you know, that they want to give me. Well, before I had the statue, you know, grab my attention this morning, while Emmy and I were on our walk, we were walking down this road and we saw one white feather. Then we saw two, then we saw three, then we saw four. And I went, oh my goodness. And I went, look at that. Emmy pointed it out to me, actually. Then I went, oh gosh, did a bird just get torn up? You know, I'm thinking, what in the world happened? We come upon this huge pile of these white feathers just everywhere. There was thousands of them. Obviously, it must have come from a down pillow that got ripped up. But the significance of it was the angels are here in unlimited numbers. And that was something to share with you immediately, because I asked, I went, whoa. And I asked, I got the validation of that energy that just flows through me. And I absolutely loved it. You know, people that are pessimistic or they're not ready to see this in any way, shape or form, or, you know, they're not quite buying off on it. That's okay. They don't need to. I'm not here to try to talk you into anything. I'm here to share my experiences and what I know And the joy that it brings me and my health responds to that when I'm totally just trusting how the universe brings messages and answers to me. It's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful. But that was such a relief to see. I mean, we're walking and it was like we were walking through a pillow fight where all the feathers were coming out. And this was outside. This was outside on our walk. And I looked all around to see if I could find where something got torn up. Nothing. Nowhere. I'm sure it did because they will use physical items to bring a message. But I didn't see that. All we saw was it was like we were just walking through a big cloud of these white feathers. It was incredible. I've never seen so much in my life. And it felt good. It felt good. It felt like, does anybody else see this? This is amazing. And it was letting me know we are here. And we are here in large numbers because we're here to help humanity. We're here to help. They need to just ask. So I know a lot of you out there are going through lots of challenge, but don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of your own creative ideas. Now, those creative ideas might be maybe there's a better way to travel to work. Maybe there's a better car for me. Maybe there's a better town. Maybe there's a better approach to this challenge that I'm having. Maybe there's a better way to work with this person or your spouse or ex or whatever it is that could make a better, more productive, positive outcome. These things are all part of this, finding a creative solution. We can be the positive change. We can. We choose to change within ourselves. We're becoming the solution that this world needs. And that's just a taste of what we're talking about, guys. But we have to go to break. So when we come back, we're going to power on with more of the angel guidance for 2016. That was a little bit from Jophiel, the Archangel Jophiel. When we come back, there's a little bit more I want to share with you from Archangel Ariel on the same topic. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We're talking about angel guidance for 2016 and how we can be the solution for positive change. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit LucidPlanetRadio.com for more information.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah. Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
Would you like to experience life-transforming adventures in personal expansion and world service? If you do, Tune in to learn about magical innate abilities that you can develop and use to make your dreams come true. Joy Elaine is author of The Joy Chronicles, and she's inviting you and millions of others to join her in working with galactic masters, angels, and the Ashtar Command as they assist humanity and planet Earth to achieve their ultimate destination of ascension. For more information about this upcoming event and broadcast, visit joyelaine.com. That's joy, ELAINE.com.
And we are back, and we're talking about angel guidance for September of 2016. If you're just joining us, I'm Dr. Jen with the Jen Royster Show. And, you know, it's all about this energy that's coming up and how the angels are helping us through it and how we can make the most of it. The focal point is your creative side, which is your feminine energy side. Right brain thinking, allowing that to come through, even if you don't think you're creative. Okay, you might find some of this challenging, or you might need a little more patience with it. Doesn't mean it's impossible. It doesn't mean that at all. So we already spoke about what Archangel Jophiel had for us. Now, I want to talk a little bit more about Archangel Ariel and what she brought for this energy coming in. One of the biggest points, and it's about the creativity as well, is the courage to explore the unexplored. Courage to explore the unexplored areas that of self-expression. What is it that you have not explored? What is it that maybe you've thought about it, but you didn't go down there? He's like, eh. You know, think about it. Think about it. Ariel wants to bring in and help you with the courage to explore it. Don't ignore it. If it's popping up or it pops up repeatedly, you're going to want to do some internal work and kind of look into how you really feel about that. Maybe there's a way that you can creatively find a really positive outlet for that self-expression. That's important. So important. And that makes sense with the energies coming through because, you know, like I said, there's that September 1st. That's the next big event with the solar eclipse. And that one's in Virgo. So that's going to help awaken us. There's an awakening to the direction we should go, the way we should go about our journey. You know, if you don't feel that it's working or it doesn't feel aligned, put some intention out there to, okay, I need to align with this so I can feel like I'm on the path, because that's when the peace and the happiness settle in. And that's when it calms down and it's a smoother transition. Okay. No kidding. And I'm looking at this because there's so much that came in over the morning. And so I've been typing like crazy. So I'm trying to like decipher between my typos too. I know. Good thing you don't have to see this. There's no time for editing when I'm scrambling this channel thing up. Now, the next one, that second one, that lunar one on September 16th, you know, that's about observing what we did choose. Okay, observing what we did choose. And it's going to help us, okay? It's going to help us break away, like I said, from the self-limiting beliefs and patterns that we've just gotten into a rut with. That pattern of, okay, we keep trying to do it this way. We keep trying to do it this way. This is the only way we know how to do it. That's a belief, a self-limiting belief. Yes, that will probably be challenged so you can find a better way to bust through. Because if you keep doing it that same way, but you're not getting a result or you don't feel like you're growing or moving forward, you need to figure it out. There's a self-limiting belief in there that you want to change up. Now, it's going to take that focus away from everything outside of yourself. And that one might be a little tough for some of you that are struggling with the focus is always about who's doing what to you or blame outside of yourself. This energy is going to reel you in. It's going to reel you in for you to take a good close look. Think of it as looking in the mirror. Okay, now this is all about you. This hasn't got nothing to do with who did what to me. No matter what your choice is, no matter what the decision is, what you're going through, you need to look at you inside. We all do that. I'm doing that. That's what happened this morning for me too, because I asked. I don't want to be afraid of what they're going to show me. I hope it won't be so like owie next time. You know, they will. And it's okay. You know, I got the message, and that was the best part. I felt a freedom lift. I felt a lot of shift when that happened. So I don't think I'm going to be the same person anymore. And I've been feeling like that each week. Something keeps changing. Now, let's see. What else do we have here? Okay. Yeah. Okay. Here's the fun part, guys. Now, because it's going to take you in here, and you're going to probably try to resist that because you really want to feel like you got control, right? I've been feeling that too. It's like there is no controlling what needs to come out right now. It needs to come out and it needs to be healed. It needs to be released. You may have some darker emotions, some deeper emotions, some stuff you would rather not go there. Don't do it alone. If you feel like it's a risky, dangerous way for you, don't do that. Get support from someone that understands and cares about you and you know has your back. You know the angels do, but you know what I mean. If you need to get some counseling or seek some advice or a good friend that you can trust, do that. Not everybody's going to feel like that, but you will explore the deeper hidden meaning behind some of those darker energies that you feel. You need to see what they are for what they can teach you, for what they can bust through and take you to that next place you're trying to get to. It's probably been in the way the whole time. It's been one of the deeper places that this energy is really going to help you move through the big boulders that don't want to move. Okay. That's what this one will do. You can always change your mind and not go there. Nobody is making you do any of this. But honestly, me personally, I don't want to avoid anymore. I don't want to. I've done that before in the past when I was younger. I don't want to do that. Life is so much better if I just hit it head on. Let's do this. Let's be done with it. And take care of things and move forward in a positive way. Forgiveness is going to be on the plate there. Forgiveness of self, forgiveness of others, forgiveness of the way you were taught or what you thought was true and is coming to light that it's not. And you feel that betrayal that you don't understand, or you don't understand why things are changing and what's going on out in the world. We're going to have to do a little forgiveness individually on where we feel with that. So it's going to be an interesting month to see how we come out on the other side of it. I believe we're going to come out better. We might feel a little worn out like we went through boot camp, but not in a negative way. Think of it as a really great workout, but a spiritual one. That's big. And, you know, it's going to take, that's why Ariel is here. And it makes sense that Ariel came in, because Ariel's the angel of courage. You don't need to be afraid of those things that you don't want popping up within you, or that you try to hide from the world. You want to deal with them so they can be gone, so they're not holding you back anymore. Because there's an incredible light, and there's an incredible shining soul that is part of the divine spark in every single one of you and within me, everybody. And, you know, it's time to see that. Can you imagine how this world would look if everybody lit it up with what they have inside? That's what we want to do as a positive solution to make things better. That's what I'm talking about. Now, you may need to rework some of your dreams. Maybe you went for it. You're not held back. You might have tried something that might need a little tweaking, or go back to the, you know, board and kind of, you know, the think board and go, okay, you know, maybe there's a better reorganization of how I approach this. Opening the mind to creative solutions that would fix some of the little challenges that may have come along in your project, because they're going to. If you took on something big, or you're in a brand new everything in life, you might find a few that you never thought of before. Well, those solutions will come through, but you've got to allow the creative thinking out of that box, so to speak, you know, to come through. I remember a long time ago, a few years ago on a show, I said that to a scientist that was on the show. And he said, this was a long time ago, several years ago. And I said, well, you know, we're going to think out of the box. And he goes, you can't think out of the box. If you're not in that box, you're in another box. And I go, oh, this is a metaphysical show. Did you know that? Oh, he was a scientist. And we had a great show, and we had fun with that one. But it was like he couldn't understand what I meant by thinking out of the box. You had to be in one box or the other. I don't think I've ever been in one box or the other, and I don't think I want to be. So it's a figure of speech to open up creative outlets. That's all that is. So what could you open up and expand creatively with a new approach or a new perspective, maybe even seeing someone that challenges you in a different light that would be more positive? Maybe there's something you don't understand about them, you know? Think about that. Well, we have one more segment, so we're going to take that short break. When we come back, I did receive an email from the email bag, so we're going to answer that question, and we're going to wrap this up. We're talking about the angel guidance for September of 2016, and it's all about how we can be the solution for positive change. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Suzanne Evans. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spiritualdeed.com.
Beyond being this amazing neurologist, inventor, author, Dr. Dan Cohen has been called to look at technology and look at personal and spiritual development and merge these together. As technology uses the healing and psychospiritual effects of synchronized sounds, vibrations, electromagnetic fields, and how that interacts with us in our nervous system in what we're calling the Soltech chair.
The Soltech Lounge induces profound levels of relaxation that transition over time into deep meditative states. The synchronized sound, vibration, and magnetic field induce these states. The subject doesn't have to work at it.
To learn more, go to soltechwellbeing.com. That's S-O-L-T-E-C, well-being.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease. Welcome to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I am so thrilled that we've created this venue for all of you out there.
Dr. Pat Basile will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
What we have heard is that you want to ensure for us that we keep positive, holistic, uplifting, transformative talk radio on the air. We're excited to bring you the contemporary conversations about Lyme disease.
We promise not to let the light fade on Lyme.
So fasten your seatbelts. We've got lots more to share with you in the weeks to come.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio with Dr. Pat and help keep our mission strong on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
And we're back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening or watching our live video stream of the Jen Royster Show. You can check out the details if you want to see what we're doing on the video stream at my website, jenroyster.com, JenRoyster.com. While you're there, you might want to check out some of the free online courses that are a gift. They're absolutely free. You can check them out on the homepage. Now, we had one email that came in that I did want to address because it's a good one. And I want to put this in perspective. So let me read it. Hi, Dr. Jen. I've been making many positive changes in my life while going through my divorce, which will be final in 13 days. I have been looking for a new job and I have a second interview on Monday. Do the angels have anything to let me know about it? Like, is this a positive career change and will I get the job? Well, do you believe you're going to get the job is the first thing that comes out with this. She also says, thank you and God bless. And I want to say thank you to that. And this is from Beth. So Beth, first of all, kudos. You are almost through a big hurdle of big transformation in your life. And Ariel comes through again for you because Ariel is the angel of courage to believe. And this is all about this believing in yourself. So your timing with the way everything is lining up, it couldn't be a more powerful, positive time for you to make big changes. You want to receive, believe, and go, yes, 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 this is my time. This is a positive change. And you have to ask yourself, if you're wondering if it's a good job, are you second guessing the job you interviewed for? If you went for a second interview, obviously you've gotten past first base there. So you're on to second base with the way they do interviews and jobs. It sounds, what I'm feeling and picking up, and this also is coming in from Michael, is that are you questioning what you want to do? Are you questioning that? Because here's the thing. There is no mistake here, really. If you get this job, go for it. Say, thank you. I've got a way to pay my bills. I've got a way to feed myself. I can take care of myself. And if it doesn't feel 100%, you can keep looking. Nothing is permanent unless you choose for it to be permanent. And that's what they want me to tell you. So it looks very good. But if you want the energy to sway in the direction of getting this job or you want to keep looking, where are you putting that focus? Because that's what they'll bring you. Where are you putting the focus? Like second guessing that you really want this one? That's what I keep picking up here. So I'm being really honest where they're saying the ball's in your court. Which way do you want to go with this focus? So that's what they're saying to you, Beth. Wow. And I like that question for today because we can all do that. Like what we're focusing on, what we're really being clear about is very important right now. This has been a big transformative year. And overall, it's going to help us deepen the connection within ourselves. The whole year has been about spiritual insight and growth. Every energy wave that comes through, and it kind of comes in real strong, and it backs off, gives us a chance to adjust. It's done that a couple times this year. And that's what's happening coming up and ramping up now. It's revving up for a big wow. So if this is that wave that's going to come in and push you to shore, say you're on a raft, just go with me here for a minute. You're on this raft and you need a good wave to push you to the shore. Well, here it is. It's coming. And you can do this. So get ready for it to come. Get ready for the wave to push you in and take you where you want to go. You can choose this. You can choose not to. But if you're afraid to trust the decisions you're making, that would be a place of internal soul searching and questions to ask within yourself. Why am I not trusting my own decisions? Why do I feel like I can't make decisions that'll hold up? That would be coming from within. And that sometimes is a male-female energy within ourselves. We, you know, sometimes our own energies beat the other energy up, you know? And there was a common theme that I think while we were going through transition where the inner male energy was pounding and suppressing the female energy, that is just not going to work right now because the creative energy is so pushing through and it has to be heard. It has to happen. That's what makes change. We have to have that creative energy flowing through without suppression. 9 times out of 10, yes, we feel things that are suppressing us from outside of ourselves. But if you really look at it from inside, where are we suppressing ourselves for what we could be creative and find solutions for? That's huge. That's so huge, guys. And I really want to leave you with that thought because I'm actually personally excited about this. I have this big chip off my big heavy statue after it crashed on my back today, right? Not my head. It was close though. It hit my shoulder blade up here. So I'm thankful it didn't hit my head. But when that chip came off and it showed me chip on the shoulders and I'm a light worker and I'm empathic and we have a tendency and I had to learn the hard way. And it's reminding me, you know, we can carry the weight of the world on our shoulders as healers. And if you are in this and you are out there doing work for people, you have to remember you can only help the ones that, you know, that want it. You know, you can't try to talk somebody into something they're not ready for. They can choose not to. And then we have to deal with, we feel like we didn't do enough because we have this empathic, like, yeah, fix everything. Well, that's really a male energy, just trying to take control of everything. I'm going to knock the ego right off the shelf here for just a minute. So I've been guilty of it too. I've done it too. So I want you to know we all, when you feel like, but it could be better. It's not better if it's being forced on somebody that doesn't want it. Bottom line, there's going to be people out there that don't. There's going to be people out there that don't take me seriously, and it's okay. They don't need to. I'm not here for them. They're choosing which way they want to go. They may find a different way that'll work better for them. It doesn't matter because I need to not hold back what I can bring to myself and to you. I can only do it if I don't hold it back. And that's what I'm saying to you. That's what the angel messages were for September. This energy wave coming in, let it be that energy that will truly bring you through. Let it be the energy that takes you to that next level. You know, guys, I want you to know that I'm doing everything I can to be there and support you with things that you have going on. But you've got to be proactive in doing things for yourself. This is a really important time for you to really look inward and see what it is about yourself you're not accepting and find ways to learn how to love that part of you because that's going to take you further than anything I could ever say to you or any class you could take. I mean, I put classes together and I'm still doing it. And I'm still giving you a lot of things for free because I love every one of you and I'm here for you. But know that this is going to happen when you choose to be a participant. So look at September as a real big incentive with a lot of extra energy to really help you move forward with Archangel Ariel and Jophiel. Had great messages for this. So I want to say thank you for listening. We're out of time. So we will see you next time here on the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and TransformationTalkRadio.com.